Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast that nobody asked for. My name is Riley, and I have here with me today...
Amanda
today. You're back.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
I'm back. And I just wanted to let it be known that in the last full episode, Alice was here, and she was, like, pro-skinning puppies, and she didn't like Jungkook, which, honestly, so weird. So weird of her to say those kinds of stuff. And I'm here to set the record straight that I, Amanda, I do not support puppies, Dalmatian puppies being skinned. And I like the Jungle Book.
Yeah, she had some pretty awful takes. I was,
I will have that account and I'll ever bring her ever again.
I don't think we should ever have her on the podcast ever.
Well, I will make sure. It's just, I had to take a mental health break,
of course. Yeah, yeah.
And so I asked my friend Alice to come in here, but
I
didn't know that she was going to be that awful of a human.
I mean, I didn't either. I was excited to have the podcast with her, and then... I was just so disappointed, honestly,
about your experience.
It was awful, but...
I'm very sorry. But I will not call on her ever, ever again.
Very good. But now you're back, and you're
back
to talk about some movies. What movies are we talking about today?
So, if my brain doesn't fail me, you know, mental health break, I think the movies that we're talking about today are The Aristocats, Robin Hood, and The Rescuers.
Yes, all of the animated films that were released by Disney in the 1970s.
The 70s. What a great time.
What a time.
What a time to be alive.
To be alive.
Make peace, not war.
Like disco and,
disco.
You know. All the things that happened in the 70s.
Flowers all around. The hippies.
Yeah. And,
just doing their thing, being alive.
Yeah.
Gotta love the 70s.
Exactly.
But what did Disney do during the 70s? That's what we're going to talk about today. So
exactly.
let's get right on it. Let's get right into it.
Exactly.
The Aristocats. I didn't like it.
All right. So I watched this movie a lot. And I remember this movie being better than it was, to be honest. It ended up turning out to be kind of just like Lady and the Tramp or like a homeward, like a really bad Homeward Bound. Like it was not, it was not as I remembered it, to be honest.
It's Lady and the Tramp, but cats.
But cats, yes, exactly.
And this cat actually wants to be a father, which, you know, Tramp didn't really want to.
Tramp was forced into that lifestyle. He was like, all right, well, if I want Lady, then I'm going to have to also live with her and have children with her.
Yep.
So he you know, decided on becoming a father, and that was his choice. But Thomas O'Malley actually wants to be a dad, and is actually a pretty good dad to these little kittens.
He is. He's a great... Oh, I loved him. I didn't like the movie, but I loved him.
I think
he was a great father figure. You could see his little cold heart start to melt when he met the children, and just like... He constantly had to carry the one girl cat everywhere because she was always falling out of things.
Yes, Marie.
So he had to rescue her constantly.
Marie is always the one falling behind, falling out of the car or falling somewhere.
Did you hate her as much as Rolly?
No, Rolly still takes it for me as the person who messes up the most. But Marie is up there, man. Marie is probably number two, to be honest. And I didn't like her character at all. She was just this little snotty kid.
They're all snotty.
Yeah, but she's
the
snottiest, though.
They're aristocats.
She had a bow on
her
head.
I don't know if you realize, but aristocats is a play on the word aristocrat.
You know, I never really thought about that. I never thought.
I know. It's
crazy.
That's
such a crazy name.
Disney did that. They're so smart over there.
Yeah. I also don't remember it being set in France, but I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
French people are snotty. That's what Disney's trying to tell us
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't remember it being this terrible. I do also remember not liking George, and he's the best part of this movie.
He really is. I remember as soon as he got on screen, you being like, I don't remember liking this man.
Yes.
But George... is great.
He really is.
We like George in here. And also, very strong resemblance to the guy from Toy Story 2.
Yeah, the guy who fixes Woody at the in the middle of Toy Story 2. Just
dead middle.
Literally. He looks like George.
He looks exactly like George, but we like George. George is a fun old man.
We like George.
There to dance. I love George.
You know, but everybody wants to have this, like, this childlike enthusiasm in them, you know, this energy, and George has that. And that's very...
He really does.
You know, that's something that I aspire to be like, that I will never be like. So I really appreciate George for everything that he does. He's dancing and remembering his past.
He's just dancing the entire time.
Having a great time.
He just wants to dance.
Not a care in the world about anything. And, yeah, just love George. Too bad he's only in the movie for 5 minutes.
Really. Just, like, 2 minutes at the beginning and 3 minutes at the end. And that's all we see George for.
That's it.
Which is so sad. I think this movie should have been George's movie. He's great.
I mean, yeah, I think we need a new spinoff with just George. Yes. In the mix, to be honest. I also don't remember Edgar being the villain. You did call it, and at the beginning I remember being like, no, he's the butler. He's not the villain. And then he immediately after
he stole had the evil face and poisoned the cats to make them fall asleep. Which, so yeah, I called it because I had never watched the movie, and as soon as the the rich human bitch, she was talking about her money after her will after she died with, you know, the star of the show, George, and she was like, yeah, give it all to the cats, but then after the cats, give it all to my butler. I was like, oh, okay, a villain much. Because that's definitely going to be what makes him be the villain. And he was. So I called it, and I'm proud for that. Although, you know, I shouldn't really be, because Disney movies are everything but hard to understand or dealing with, you know.
Very predictable
villain. Movies.
Although I had faith in Edgar, and I totally lost all my faith.
Have faith on no one.
I should have only had faith in George, to be honest, because Edgar immediately betrayed that faith. So... Yeah.
But yeah, I hadn't watched the movie before, unlike Riley, and I had heard about it, and I had heard a lot of people say how much they like the Aristocats, and how much they really did enjoy the Aristocats, and I came in here with, like, high expectations, being like, okay, this is a movie that a lot of people like. I was painfully disappointed. It's entertaining at parts, I guess you could say that, but most of the movie is just boring. I don't care that much about the movie. It's fun. The music is fun. The parts where they're playing music with the alley cats and at the beginning with just the three kids and Marie. Well, Marie is one of the three kids.
Yes, with Duchess.
With Toulouse and Marie and Duchess.
And the other one. Yeah, we don't know the other guy's name.
But when they're all playing music, that's cute. That's adorable. And then when they're playing music with the alley cats, that song is great. Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. That song is great.
That's the song of the movie everyone's supposed to remember.
Also, they don't give you an epilepsy, like... They don't give a warning.
Yeah, no warning.
And suddenly, it's visually scarring.
Yeah, so be aware before you watch this movie. If you have epilepsy or seizures, just be careful, okay? Because halfway through the movie, they just hit you with these lights, and they're flashing your face. And
they're multiple colors. Not even, like, one, like, white strobe light. It's just it's psychedelic trip.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird. But I liked it. I liked the song. I liked the alley cats. I liked the little mouse. Mouse is fun. He's so cute. He's adorable. When the alley cats capture him and he can't remember O'Malley's name. And they're all like, oh, we're gonna eat you. And he's like, no, please, no. He's just doing so much for the entire film.
I think if they didn't make all the alley cats racial stereotypes, then I think it would be okay. Honestly, I'm not gonna say anything about the Siamese cat that plays the piano, who halfway through starts talking about, like, chopsticks and
China. He plays the piano with chopsticks.
And yeah, it's pretty bad. But other than that, I like them, you know? I like their enthusiasm. Again, a very enthusiastic little cats just having a good time. and then they come in for the rescue at the end.
They do come in for the rescue. But besides that, the movie's just kind of meh.
It's pretty blah. Like, there's a lot of characters that don't need to be there. Like, there's geese in the middle. Like, totally unnecessary. What are they even doing there?
What are they there for? Uncle Waldo, the drunk
geese. Yeah, it's like, okay.
The drunk goose?
Yeah. I don't know. He's just thrown in there with the other geese for no reason. Like, it's not like they weren't going to find a way to get back to Paris without the geese. Like, Thomas was already helping them get back, and then the geese were like... Well, I guess they do save Thomas from the river in the middle, but other than that...
Do,
like,
they?
They do, yeah.
He was trying to save himself, and suddenly they're like, oh, he's trying to learn how to swim. Let's cut the little thing that's keeping him afloat.
He was clearly drowning.
No, he was getting up to the rock by holding onto the branch, and then they just came in there and they just chopped off the branch.
He was not succeeding very much. I think that he would have been okay, probably, but I think that's the whole point of the geese, is that they're supposed to save him.
He had to drown before the geese said, yeah, let's actually, like, pull him out. I don't think he can do this on his own.
They were trying to give them a swimming lesson, and by swimming they just mean letting him drown, because that's basically what happened.
That's basically what they did. They let him drown.
They do save him, and it's all good, right? And then the geese they serve no purpose after that. They're just annoying characters.
I think what they tried to do with this movie is, like, make it like a cute little thing where the kids, they all grew up in, like, a rich house, no worries, no cares in the world. They just learn Beethoven and they learn classical music, and they're, like, snotty little rich kids.
Yeah, they're aristocrats.
And then they're aristocrats. And then they are thrown into the cruel world, and they learn things about the cruel world. But it just fell so flat. Like, that is not at all what you get from this movie. Like, it would have been an interesting concept if they would have done that better, of, like, suddenly they have to learn to live outside of, you know, the comfort of their richness. But it just fell so flat. That wasn't what happened at all. They just met O'Malley, and he just brought them home. Easily.
Yeah, I think what they were trying to do, this whole fish out of water thing, they do it better than Lady and the Tramp does. Like, Lady and the Tramp, I feel like, is even less about that. I don't know what they were aiming
for. I don't think they do it better than Lady and the Tramp. I think Lady gets a cultural shock more than these little kittens do. I think Lady's exposed to more, like, harsh realities, and is exposed to more of that than the kittens do.
I will agree that I think that the cats did need to, you know, experience life a little bit more before Thomas immediately, like, saves them and starts, you know, immediately bring them back to their comfy life in Paris. But I do think that what they did was, like, clearer in terms of, like, okay, they got kidnapped and now they're catnapped and now they're coming back. But with Lady and the Tramp, I feel like they kind of flounder a little bit. I do think that she does experience the hardships a little bit more, but I think they do a better job in terms of, like...
And it's also more... For me, Lady and the Tramp is more of, like, an intricate concept where, like, you know, she escapes the house because there's a mean old lady trying to, you know, restrain her and give her a treatment that she has never had before. So she has to escape an abusive situation. These cats, they just get given sleepy pills and get thrown in under a bridge. Yeah. And then O'Malley immediately shows up.
Yeah, and there's this whole...
Thick neck O'Malley.
And there's this whole... Okay.
He has a thick neck.
It's a neck.
It's a thick neck. I don't know if that's what they were trying to go for, to make him look more, like, rough. Because Duchess has, a nice, thin, long neck. But O'Malley has a thick neck for no reason. I've never seen a cat drawn like that.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I remember.
Like, that thick.
I remember.
But what I do also... The other thing is that they have this weird B plot where Edgar like loses some of his stuff the like there's some dogs that attack him while he's trying to catnap the little kitties, right? And he has to like go back and get his stuff to like give her the evidence or whatever, and it wastes like probably a good 15 minutes of the movie two dogs holding on to his stuff and then him trying to get it back. He's like hiding in a hay bale using a fishing pole to try to get his stuff back, and it's another huge waste of the movie. I feel like they could have just focused on Duchess and Thomas a little bit more. Yeah. But I don't know. I agree. I guess they need to extend the rough time. That's his name.
Yeah, but everyone calls him O'Malley.
All right. O'Malley. Whatever.
O'Malley.
I don't call him Thomas O'Malley.
Nope.
But,
O'Malley.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this movie lacks in a lot of areas. And, I don't know. It's got one good song. I don't really care for many of the characters. Like, Duchess, I don't know. She's fine, I guess.
She's there, I guess.
I don't know. She doesn't really have a personality.
Whoa. Yeah, no, she doesn't.
She has no personality.
Also, she dances like a white middle-aged lady, which is what she's supposed to be.
Which is what she is, but...
So it's so funny that they made her, when she's dancing with the Alley Cats, they made her dance like that, and it's like, it's so weird, because she's dancing in 2 feet. She's a cat. Why is she dancing on her 2 feet?
Yeah.
But it's weird, and it's funny.
Yeah.
And she's just a cute old middle-aged white lady.
And then, of course, at the end, Thomas and Duchess get married, and they, whatever, they hang out
in, at least he wanted house. That.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's a good father. Better than Tramp, for sure. But, yeah, that's basically...
We don't know how Tramp is as a father. I mean, we never get to see him be a father.
Well, but we see a lot of...
We see that he doesn't really have a plan for children in his life, so that's how we assume.
Yeah, we see less of Tramp, for sure, in that father, you know,
we get to know more of O'Malley's personality compared to Tramp. But they're both basically the same movie, just the Aristocats has better music.
Yeah.
And O'Malley is more likable than Tramp.
Yeah, I'd say the Aristocats is like has a slight edge over Lady and the Tramp, but it's the same movie, except one is about dogs and one is about cats. And just
the dogs and the cats.
Yeah.
But that is something that we see during the 70s. They just made a lot of animal movies.
Yeah, and they made some okay ones, but like this one is just not that good. I think if I'm going to go into my final ranking here for the Aristocats, and I'm going to say it's like a 4. It doesn't have a lot of, like, structure or, like, anything that I really want to, like, give props about this movie. There's one good song. George is a delight for the 5 minutes that he's in the movie. But there's a lot of wasted time and boring characters that I can't really get behind. So 4 for me.
I will... fully agree with you. It's also a 4 for me. I can't give it a 3 because it is more likable than other movies that I've given a 3 to, but I can't give it a 5.
No way.
I just simply cannot, because that means that it's a middle of the board kind of movie,
and it's not.
And it's simply not. So I'll go along with you and I'll give it a 5.
Exactly.
So moving on. Robin Hood. I'll go on Robin Hood.
Okay.
Because I know Riley has strong opinions about Robin Hood. I didn't watch Robin Hood growing up. That's about it. I just didn't watch it. Because, I don't know, something about it seemed creepy. Something about it seemed like I wouldn't like it. I don't know what it is. But something about it, every time that I heard about it, I'd be like, I don't think I'm going to like this movie. And wonder, after I watched it, it's an for me. It really is. A lot of people that I talk about, it's the same thing with the Aristocats, where, like, it is a better movie than the Aristocats.
Absolutely.
But when I talk to people, they'd just be like, oh my god, Robin Hood is so good. Riley being one of them. He loves Robin Hood. And then I was like, okay, high expectations. Let's go watch Robin Hood. It's It's just And I'll tell you right now, it's a 5 out of 10. Because it is a true, it's middle of the road. Robin Hood is fun. He's funny. I don't think he's funny and funny. He's both. The fox lady, she's there. The bear, he's also there.
Little John, how are you forgetting all these names? This is so sad.
Well, you knew the names. We were literally in the first couple of seconds when they were introducing all the characters, and Riley was remembering the names before they even put the name on screen. So don't scream at me for not remembering the names when you clearly remembered the names before they even told you the names once again in the movie.
Look, man,
I've never seen this movie before. Why would I remember the names, especially when I thought it was a meh movie?
Well,
if I just watch a meh movie, I'm not gonna remember the names of the meh people in the meh movie. So there you go. It's blah. It's meh. I can make a lot more noises like those, but I won't.
Yeah, we don't need any more noises like that.
Little John, or whatever you called him, he's there, he's okay. King John, is that his name?
Prince John. John. And King Richard.
But Prince John, he's funny when he gets into his little weird thing, being like, Mommy, and he just, like, sucks on his thumb and grabs his ear. That's funny, I guess. I really wanted to meet his mother, because
his mom's dead.
Well, I didn't get that. But if his mom was alive, I really wanted to see what gave that man mommy issues. I want to see his mental, psychological backstory. Why does he have mommy issues? The snake, he's funny. He's really funny. He's just... Yeah, he's a lot more aware, but Prince John just hates him. The chicken that lives with the vixen, hilarious. She is so funny. She plays football at one point with rhinos and the elephants and whatever the guards are. It's really funny. And I like the turtle boy. The turtle boy was funny. The funniest joke to me for some reason in the entire movie was when he was describing, like, someone getting decapitated, and he just, like, hides his little, like, neck and face, his head, like, under his, like, shell, and he's like this, boop, and he just hides it. It's so funny. That's how he described decapitation. It's hilarious. But no, I think Robin Hood is a good character. He is a charismatic character. I like him to an extent.
Okay.
I don't care much for the movie. And I don't think I would re-watch the movie.
Oh my
I wouldn't
God.
Seek it out for rewatch purposes. Riley, I give you the floor to disagree with me now.
All right, it's my turn, right? Okay, so I am going to completely disagree with you. I will first start off by saying everybody knows the story of Robin Hood, right?
Yeah,
he takes from the rich and gives to the poor and all that good stuff. And so Disney tried to recreate this. And I remember this movie as a child, specifically that football scene, but the whole but the whole movie, I think. This movie is so good. It's a great movie. I love most all the characters in this movie. I mean, there's some snotty kids that are like, eh, you know, they're okay, right? But I immediately start watching this movie and all the nostalgia comes back. All the great things about this
movie. So you're biased. You're strongly biased.
I am strongly biased, but it doesn't matter. The bias is validated by the great movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
Prince John and Hiss is the snake's name's relationship. They're, you know, the power dynamic is like comedic genius, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious how he sucks on his thumb because he's Prince John, but he's acting as a king, and he sends out his brother, King Richard, who we don't see until
his
the
brother?
End. His brother, King
I thought
Richard.
It was his dad.
His brother, King Richard, his older brother, is the king. He's the prince. He sends King Richard off to fight in a war. I don't remember which war. I think this is historically accurate too, if I can remember correctly. But he sends Richard off, and he, like, takes his place as the king. And everybody hates Prince John because he taxes the shit out of all of these people, right?
The sheriff was a very good villain. I didn't like him one bit.
Well, that's the point.
Well, I know, that's why I'm saying that he's a good villain, because I didn't like him.
Yeah, I don't
They made him well enough that I just did not like him a bit.
Well, I love to
His voice was annoying shit.
His voice was very annoying. I think Sheriff of Nottingham I hate more than Prince John, but I think Prince John is a better villain. Like, I love to hate Prince John.
I don't think Prince John is a good villain at all.
I think he's a great villain. Because
he's just a child.
He is, but that's only one
of the... I don't think that makes him a good villain.
Well, I'll tell you what does make him a good villain. He sets so many traps for Robin Hood, and he does get outsmarted by Robin Hood ultimately in the end. But he's not fooled by the disguise. The archery contest is a whole thing to, like, get Robin Hood, and that's the whole thing in this movie. He's obsessed with Robin Hood. And, like, at some point in this movie, he has, like, all of the civilians who can't pay their taxes in the prison, and Hiss is like, you have so much money and all this stuff. And he's like, I don't want money. I want Robin Hood. He's like obsessed with the idea of hanging and decapitating Robin Hood, which is a very crazy thing for a Disney movie. Like, they have a whole executioner rhino with like an axe and they're about to chop off Robin Hood's head.
You know, it's a crazy thing for a Disney movies in the 70s. This socialist propaganda.
Yeah.
I keep calling it socialist propaganda the entire time because it is. In the 70s, in America... After the Red Scare? No. That's not the capitalist Disney that I know.
I mean...
But it's this kind of thing.
This was a pretty far, you know, separated from the Red Scare. But I do understand...
When was the Red Scare?
The 20s?
Wasn't there a second wave in, like, the 60s?
There was, like, a second wave in, like, the 50s. But I don't... Okay, I understand why this is socialist propaganda, because it's talking about, like, hating the rich or whatever. But that's a common theme... in just the story of Robin Hood.
It is.
So it totally fits. I love Robin
Hood. It doesn't fit Disney.
Robin Hood,
as a company.
Robin Hood to me is like a likable, intelligent Peter Pan.
He is. I agree with that.
He's likable. His character, like you want, like it's one of the only protagonists in the last couple of movies that I've been like, I love this guy. And I love Little John and his relationship too. They're so funny, and obviously Little John is just like Baloo, and it's the same voice actor,
it's
and
it's literally
just Baloo reskinned or whatever.
Not even.
Well, like, the color is different, but like...
Is it?
Yeah, I think Baloo's gray, and Little John is brown, but okay. But that's what I'm saying, it's the same thing, except Little John is an outlaw in England with Robin Hood. And Marian Maiden is great, and Lady Cluck, and all these amazing characters, and the conflict too, like the climax at the end where the castle's on fire, and oh, so good. I love this whole movie.
I wish Robin Hood would have been smarter in that last like battle thing, because I said it and then immediately he disappointed me, because he was standing at the top of the thing. And it was on fire at the top of the tower.
Yes.
And then he jumps into the river, into the little pond there. And suddenly he doesn't come out. Just his, like, hat with an arrow comes out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Because, you know, Robin Hood's not going to die. So I was like, oh, shit. He's being smart as hell. He's just going to make it seem like he's dead. And, you know, Prince John's going to forget about him. And everyone's going to forget about him because he's going to make it seem like he's dead. But then he just, like, comes out and he lets them all know that he's still alive just to have them all still hate on him. And it's like, I really thought you were smarter than this. You could pretend that you're dead. You could get that worry out of you. And you can keep stealing from them if you have to. Not does he have to, because King Richard comes back and he's a better leader than Prince John. But he could do that if he really needed to without ever anyone knowing that it is actually Robin Hood. And he could have lived a great life with his little fox woman. And it would have been great. But he was just dumber than that because he's a show-off. Just like Peter Pan.
Yeah, so what I'll say about that is that I think Robin Hood gets a kick out of making John mad.
And that's something that we didn't like in Peter Pan.
Yeah,
so
but
why are we
he
liking
does
it
so
Hood?
Much better, though. And Robin Hood is so much more likable.
Cockiness is cockiness is cockiness.
But
in whichever character you put it.
But the other thing is, like, Robin Hood is a genuinely good person. Whereas, like, Peter Pan, you see nothing that he does is good at all. Like, there's no reason we should be rooting for him. But it establishes at the beginning he immediately steals from John and gives it back to, like, the kids... The sheriff is immediately set up as this horrible person because he's taking all this money from, like, the guy with the busted leg, and then the kid has a birthday present, and it's one little coin. And the sheriff comes in and ruins everything. He takes the coin. He says, you know, long live the king or whatever, and he leaves. And then Robin Hood comes in as this blind old person, and he immediately gives the kid a birthday present, and then he gives more money to the, like, to the mom. And it's immediately set up. You're supposed to like Robin Hood so much more than Peter Pan. Like, he's so much better. And he's constantly only doing things for the betterment of Nottingham and all of England by stealing from John, you know? And he's rewarded by with that at the end. And it's also not like Peter Pan doesn't earn anything. Like, Robin Hood earns the respect of everybody by doing good things. He wins the archery contest.
Peter Pan earns the love of a lot of women.
Yeah, for no reason. There's no reason why they should like him.
Ask the women. Be like, why do you like him so much? Maybe they'll give you a legitimate answer.
I don't think anybody's going to agree that Peter Pan is more likable than Robin Hood.
No, I don't agree. I'm just saying.
I would also like to say, I feel like most of these Disney movies so far have dragged at least a little bit. In my humble opinion, Robin Hood is entertaining the whole time.
I feel like it drags a little bit.
I am not once like, oh my god, when is this scene going to end? When are we going to get back to this or whatever? I enjoyed the whole thing. I don't know if there's a lot of complaints I can give about this movie. I think the lack of good music. I think there's not a lot of good music. There's they have this phony King of England song that's kind of eh. I like the, like,
I like the first song.
I like the first song's good,
and I didn't realize that it came from that. Yeah,
I like the,
I didn't know it came from that.
I like the whistling, like, narrator at the beginning. He sings that tune.
He's fun.
And then he introduces Robin Hood with a song, and that's the best song in the movie. And it's, like, a 2-minute song, and that's it. But it's the best song in the movie. So that's one complaint that I can definitely give Robin Hood. I don't like the music in this. Like, it lacks good music. But otherwise, I love this movie. I was totally... Yeah, expectations surpassed. Well, just, you know, let me be happy about something. I'm not happy about a lot of these movies, okay?
I'll let you be happy.
But Robin Hood slaps. Honestly, so good. And it met every expectation, surpassed them. The bar is raised for me with Robin Hood. And... yeah, and now I think it's time. Unless you have something else to say about it.
I got nothing else to say. I felt bleh during the entire movie. It was like bleh.
That's too bad.
It was meh.
Because,
And I think as some of the kid in me, which as a kid, I was like, I don't want to watch this because it seems like a heavy concept that I don't want to deal with emotionally. And some of that's remaining in me where I'm like, I understand the concept of that now, and I can easily watch it and fully understand what's happening, but it feels boring. It feels like I'm in a history class.
But that's the other thing about this movie.
You like history and I don't?
No, it's not about the history. It's about the idea that it's a kid's movie that adults can enjoy also. It is one of the first ones where I'm like, all right, so this is a kid's movie. But I don't feel like it. I feel like I could just go watch it, and it would really, like, I would really enjoy it. Like, I feel like a lot of people would enjoy it.
Whereas, I don't think it's a kid's movie, because as a kid, I didn't want to watch it because it always felt like an adult movie.
But it's supposed...
Just because it's animated doesn't mean it's a kid's movie.
Well, no, but it's a kid's movie. I watched it as a child, and you can understand and totally, like, enjoy the movie as a kid, and then there's so many other things as an adult that you can watch.
But mentally, you're also, like, 60 years older than what you actually are.
Sure, so it should be even more interesting.
No, what I'm saying is that as a kid, you might have been, like, 5, oh. But mentally, you were probably, like, 37.
No, I'd like to think that I was, like, the mental age and, like, actual age were the same for me until I was about 12. And then I became, like, 50 years old. And then it just, like, exponentially goes up after that. But, look, I watched this movie when I was probably 6 or 7, and then a couple more times later on. And this movie I'm always down to watch this movie.
Well... I think, for me, just the mental age has always kept at, like, a strong, like, 8 years old. So, still, mentally, as an 8-year-old, I don't, I'm like, history class, I have to learn about history, and, like, the story and the legend of some random guy who stole from people, and then I have to learn about it.
But that's the other thing, is that it is based in history, but it's also, it doesn't shove it down your throat. Like, some...
But I don't want to.
Yeah, but it's not, it says, like, one thing at the beginning about Robin Hood, and it immediately establishes, it's like, well, there was a story about Robin Hood, and then this is how we're going to tell it with animals, basically, is what they said. They're like, all right, we're going to do this with animals. And that establishes that it's the kids' movie, because you got to do it with animals. Yeah. If you do it with people, one, it's less entertaining, because there's less, it's less fun to look at, to be honest. I think that this is way more enjoyable with animals, and I am not a huge fan of all the animals in all these Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one where I'm like, I actually like all of the different animals. Like, the sheriff is a wolf, and the king, the royalty.
The sheriff is a wolf? That's a wolf?
Well, like a wolf or a dog. Like, what do you want? What did you think it was?
That looks like a bear.
It's a fat wolf.
By the size of it, it's a bear.
Go back and look at the, I'm gonna show you a picture of the sheriff. It's a wolf. It's a fat
There's
wolf.
There's no way that's
Little
a wolf.
John is the only bear. Robin Hood and the Maiden Marian are the only two foxes. And for the majority, it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I got the fox part.
It's like dogs and rabbits, mostly.
Dogs?
Yeah, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm There's talking socks. About, like, the citizens, like,
yeah,
the civilians,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
There's socks, there's socks.
But, like, I don't know. It's just so good. This movie's so good. So, I'm going to give my final ranking for this. You want to give yours first?
It's a 6.
It's a 6. All right, that's fine. I'm giving it an 8.
Whoa!
This is the best movie I've seen so
an
far.
An 8?
Yeah, it's great.
It's a 6 for me. Again, it's middle of the road. It might just, again, be that I just don't like history, and I felt like I was going to sit down and watch a history lesson. So immediately I was like, bleh, I don't want to watch it. Bleh. It might just be that. It might just not
Yeah, I don't know what
that.
It is, because this movie's great.
Eh.
This movie's great.
Meh.
And it has every emotion, too. Every emotion. There's fear, and there's sadness, there's happiness, there's, like, joy in the forest when they're, you know, oh, we hate Prince Richard and all this shit. It's so good. It's great. It's awesome. I'm so happy with this movie. And we're going to move on to The Rescuers now. What did you think about The Rescuers, Amanda? I thought this paled in comparison to Robin Hood, honestly.
Paled?
It paled.
That's a little bit too much.
I mean, well, what did you think about it? What did you think? Because
I'll talk about The Rescuers.
Obviously.
I'll talk about The Rescuers. So, The Rescuers. Rats who rescue... Mice who rescue Penny the Child. Every time that we were talking about the movies that we were going to watch and we had mentioned The Rescuers, Riley absolutely hated the idea of The Rescuers.
Yes, I wanted to skip this movie big time.
Why? Why?
Because, well, don't get angry. All
right? I am angry.
All right, look, this movie is one that I have avoided for years. Why? I don't know. I just got a bad vibe.
See, it's the same way that I felt about Robin Hood. I just got a
Yeah, but that was
Robin
before
Hood.
I watched it. All right.
Okay.
Does it live up to the terrible vibe? No, it's better than the vibe.
There you go.
But it's not that much better.
But it's... Okay. So here's my thoughts on The Rescuer. As a child, I did watch The Rescuers, and for some reason, I never really thought of The Rescuers as a, you know, good movie. I never, like, preached it as being, like, one of the best ones of Disney, because I'd be insane if I said that. But I did really like The Rescuers growing up, and rewatching it right now, I could remember every single thing that happened in it, because for some reason it just wouldn't leave my brain. I don't remember me watching it so many times when I was a child, but apparently I did, because I remembered every single plot line and every single thing that happened in The Rescuers. I just remembered it perfectly. And so I will be biased by the fact that as a child, apparently I enjoyed it a lot and I would watch it a lot. It's a cute movie. And every time Riley said that he didn't want to watch it or he wanted to skip it, I'd always be the voice of reason saying it's not that bad of a movie.
Which is true. It's not that bad. I was being very melodramatic with
the whole thing. You were being so melodramatic. You were being so extra. When every time we mentioned The Rescuers, you just... Like, we watch Robin Hood the same day that we watch The Rescuers. And usually we try not to watch two movies a day. And you were like, I want to get it over with. I wanted it to be done. I want to do it. And I was like, please don't give it that treatment. It's The Rescuers. It's a cute little movie. I did realize while watching it for the second time, I mean, like now, watching it again, I realized it's a sad movie. Like, it does not have much happiness in it. It's just sad most of the time. Everything that happens is sad. Penny and her whole situation is just so sad. But
they figure it out at the end.
But it's so sad.
It doesn't end
the
sad.
The entire time.
It's a Disney movie. You got the orphan or whatever.
But it's just like a gloomy movie.
Yeah, well.
The vibe of the movie, the entire movie, the entire time, it was gloomy. And for some, like, it's not... You can compare it to a lot of other movies, and it's not, like, bright and colorful.
No, it's very dark
the whole time. It's dark the entire time, and it's something that I don't think I realized as a child. Or maybe I did, and that's why I liked it. I don't know. But it's just so gloomy and dark the entire time. For some reason, a five-year-old Amanda really liked that, and she would watch it a lot.
Makes sense. I think that the most colorful part of the movie is at the beginning when you see all the flags of the UN, and those are the colors that you get. And then the rest of the movie, it's like red and gray, and Bianca's got some purple, and that's it. And it's just dark.
It is.
It's darkness forever. So.
It's just so dark. It's such a high contrast to, like, other movies that we've seen. Like, the other two movies in the 70s, The Aristocats and Robin Hood, are both, like,
very
brightly
colorful.
And then The Rescuer is just, like, gloomy. But I like it. I don't not like it. It's just, it's a fun little movie. I like Bernard. I like Bianca. Penny, for some reason, every single time that I watch her in my childhood, I would cry when she sang that song by the boat, I guess. The other characters are likable enough. The bird is funny. I heard you laughing a couple times with the
Yeah, the albatross is funny.
The albatross is funny. I heard you laughing, and I was like, yes, we're doing it. He's actually not hating this movie.
He's all right. He's all right.
But no, I like it. I still like it. And again, I don't... And this is the weird part about it. I don't know why I like it, but I like it. I like it. I like it a lot, actually. And I don't know why. I could say it's some of the leftover from when I was a child, but I also don't know why I liked it when I was a child. Because as we said, it's not colorful like, you know, movies for children usually are. It's not colorful. It's kind of sad the entire time until the very end and it all gets resolved. But the rest of the movie is pretty depressing. It's sad. It's sad stuff that happens in the movie. But I like it. Riley?
Yeah, this movie's being catered to kids for some reason. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you want kids to all, like, come out of the movie theater and be depressed afterwards? I don't know.
If I found some joy in it, maybe other kids did. If I was the weird child who liked it growing up, then there must have been others.
Look, I'll give The Rescuers what you gave Robin Hood. It's a meh, all right? It's meh. It's very, like, there are good moments in the movie when... Well, good characters, I'd say. I don't know if there's a lot of good moments because I don't know. They're few and far between, and nothing really makes you very happy in the movie.
No feel good moments.
There's not a lot of feel good moments. At the end, obviously, Penny gets adopted, and that's fine or whatever. But most of the rest of the movie is pretty dull or just dreary, like not fun to watch at all. And they shove this Rescue Aid Society song down your throat for, like, the first 15 minutes of the movie. And I swear it's the only song I can remember because they played it so much. They drilled it into your skull, dude.
They're proud to be rescuers.
And look, is it catchy? Yes, but I'm really turned off by it because they just drill it in
TMA. It feels, even though it's a UN and it's like a bunch of different representatives from different countries, it like, oddly enough, feels like, you know, nationalist.
Yeah, the song does sound like a very kind of like late 80s USSR sort of.
Which, song. Funny in contrast with Robin Hood, the movie right before it, which is, you know, the socialist propaganda. You got both extremes, nationalism and socialism.
Yeah, but the reason that Robin Hood is better is because, I don't know, it just doesn't... Because
we get it, it's better.
It's the just Rescuers. Not boring compared... The Rescuers, well, I'm talking about The Rescuers, is boring. Jeez. There's not a lot of moments in this movie where I'm, like, enjoying myself, honestly. There's a couple of montage, or not montages, but just, like, sequences where there's no talking, and there's just a song in the background, and things are happening.
And some random woman singing
exactly.
It's a some, song.
It sounds like something from, like a non-animated movie from, like, the 70s or 80s. Mm. And it doesn't sound like it belongs in this movie. It's very out of place. And, like, when they're flying to the bayou, or at the beginning when the bottle of that with the help note is just floating in the water, there's those two sequences. And I'm like, why is this here? Like, maybe if this was, like, a credits thing, but I don't think there was. I think this happened after the credits sequence. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it happened. No, it happened, like... Oh, yeah, it did.
It happened, like, right after the credit sequence at the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
So...
And then in the middle.
Yeah, and then at the middle.
When they're flying in the albatross.
Yeah, which is fine.
And then at the very end, but again. But
it just goes too long. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's like a full-length song. Like, minute and a half,
2 minutes of just nothing but, like, the song and then the albatross. I don't know if it's a seagull or an albatross. Whatever, it's a bird. It's a
bird.
Is flying with the rats. They're mice. With the mice. And it's just a song and whatever, and that's it. Like, it's just so out of place. But there are, like, I do like the cat, Rufus. I love Rufus.
Oh, you gotta love Rufus.
I love Rufus. He's very endearing. And I also love Penny. I think Penny is one of the children in these movies that I can tolerate. I think she's very...
And you don't tolerate a lot of children.
I don't tolerate any children. There all right, go. So Penny is, you know, she we found like a way. We like Penny.
She's feisty.
Well, it might be the thing of, like, oh, I just feel bad for her. But also, she's got a personality. She's not, like, boring. She's...
She tries to run away. She talks about swiping the lake motorcycle. What are those called?
Look, it's like a fan boat, but it's not.
It's like a jet ski.
It's a weird combination.
It's like a jet ski.
It's just a boat on the water.
It's like a jet ski.
But it's got like an engine, but it's not a jet ski. But it looks like a jet ski.
It works. I think it's most closely resembles a jet ski than a fan boat.
In the family of the jet skis, but not...
Right. She talks about swiping it. She's like 5 and she's like, I want to drive that. She talks about the fireworks in Medusa's room and how they should just, like, set him off. And it's like, okay, Penny, like, murder her. I see you.
Let's just murder Medusa.
Let's just, like, burn her alive. I see you. I feel you, girl.
Yeah, so there's a lot of troubling moments with Penny thinking, like, oh, this kid is going to grow up to be a murderer because she has these tendencies at the beginning.
Troubled childhood.
She's a troubled child. Maybe that family that adopts her at the end can figure something out, but but she is very troubled. But she's a good character. She has a touching scene where she's got her little picture of her mom and dad who are hopefully going to come and get her, and she prays, and her relationship to the teddy bear is very cute.
She prays for all the kids at Morningside Orphanage,
she
too.
She prays for the kids at the orphanage.
She's like, oh, no, I almost forget she's about to get into bed. And she's like, oh no, I almost forgot the prayer. And she puts the little bear's hands in the prayer.
Yeah, she puts the bear's hands together.
And then she prays
together.
For
very
herself
cute.
And then for everyone in the orphanage, for all her friends and for Rufus.
And she's fearless, which is very cute. So I like Penny.
Gotta love Penny. Yeah. She's adorable.
She's probably the best character in the movie, to be honest. Bernard and Bianca have their moments, but... I don't know. I feel like they're just kind of...
What about Medusa?
...bland protagonists. Medusa is just a bad Cruella de Vil.
I was literally gonna say that. She's just a bad ripoff of Cruella.
She's a ripoff, and she's not even good. She looks crazier, but that doesn't make her any better. Like,
I don't think she looks crazier than
I don't know.
Cruella.
Her eyes are freaking insane.
Did you see Cruella in her bed before, like, getting all glammed up? That looked scary.
But also, I think she demands more because she's in charge of two alligators. They just do whatever she wants. And these are big fucking alligators, too. They're not, like, small. they're big, like, huge. 9 foot long. And they can play the organ, and they can play a bunch of things. And they just do whatever she says until the end of the movie where they try to eat her. But, she's a... It's a bad ripoff of Cruella, to be honest.
Yeah, the alligator said, you know, you're not fitting me, so I'm just gonna chomp on you now.
Yeah, and then they have this weird, like, minion character, and he... I don't even know his name. Whatever, he's not... this proves my point. He's not memorable at all.
Yeah, I don't... I usually don't remember that man. He just kind of... Why is he there? Because Medusa... I almost called her Cruella. Medusa can deal with Penny on her own. At the end of the day, Medusa's the one that finally gets Penny to do what Penny was there to do.
Yeah.
So, like, why is that man there?
I don't know.
He serves literally no purpose. And it's not, like, no purpose or hindrance or anything. He's there for literally no reason.
He's just the minion character and whatever. It's boring.
She already has two crocodiles to be her minions.
But she need a comedic, like, a Smee, but, like, a really, really boring Smee.
Don't do a Smee like that.
I mean, he's in the same category, technically. I guess. Of, like, boring henchman character who might be the comedic relief, but in this movie is not good at all. So he's boring. Very forgetful.
We don't care about it.
I will say that the dragonfly is also very funny.
I forgot his name.
Don't know his name, but...
But they called him by a name a couple times. He's so funny. Every single time, he's just sleeping at the beginning. And every single time, he just fanboats for a little bit. He's just like...
He gets very tired very quickly. He needs to get in the gym, honestly.
He's so funny.
He needs to work out a little
bit. For some reason, that's funny. For some reason, I like it. I dig it. I'm here for it.
I just think the idea of, like, a leaf and a dragonfly as a fan boat is so funny, to be honest. And that's a good, like, 5 minutes of the movie is just him pushing the mice around in a fan boat. And it's great. It's really funny. And he comes back with them at the end for some reason. But I'm totally down for it, to be honest.
They're like their child now.
Yeah. Like, literally.
I don't remember if they're in the second movie. But we'll watch it, so we'll see.
Yeah.
The rescue is down under. I know for a fact it's worse than the first one.
But I don't know. I think Bianca and Bernard, as the main characters, they're fine. Like, I don't know. They're not forgetful, but they're also, like, nothing stands out about them.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. They're just, like, there.
They don't do
it. Penny's definitely...
Yeah, Penny definitely stands out in front of them. I don't think Bernard does anything that crazy that makes me think, oh, I really like this guy, and Bianca doesn't do anything like that either. They're just sort of there. They're rescuing because they're rescuers.
Bianca's kind of a bad bitch. Like she wanted to go on her own at the beginning, but then every man was like, no, miss, you have to go with a man. And she chooses Bernard because...
That is the one moment in the movie where I'm like, all right, I kind of like this character, and then she doesn't do anything the rest of the movie. She kind of just
She rescues Bernard from getting into the sinkhole in the cave.
Yeah, but...
He goes by himself. He's like, no, I have to take care of you and let a man go first figure it out and then you can go. So he goes and then he almost dies. So she has to run and rescue him.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just...
Bianca's a better character than Bernard.
I think Bianca gets saved by Bernard a lot in this movie and...
No, I think it's the complete opposite.
I think there's a few times when they're flying that Bianca is saved by Bernard. Now, there are times when Bernard is saved by Bianca, which I think is great.
There's more times that Bernard is saved by Bianca. Bernard, like, when they're going to fly, he keeps saying that he wants to go on the train. He's scared of that. And Bianca's just calm the fuck down.
I think Bernard's, like, sort of, I don't know, very pessimistic.
Anxious. He has this weird thing with the number 13.
He doesn't like 13.
He doesn't want to go on the 13th step of anything, and it's weird.
Yeah, but he's likable. He's not like a he's not like an annoying character. He's funny. I think Bernard is a good character.
I like Bianca more than Bernard.
I think they're a good pairing. I think they're really good together. I think if they were by themselves, Bianca would probably be a little bit more entertaining and more fun to watch. Yeah. But I think the combination is really good.
Yeah, I'll take the combination, but Yeah, I like Bianca, especially, I don't know, she just has literally no fear. She just kind of just runs after whatever they put in front of her, and she doesn't question anything while, like, Bernard is questioning everything, and she's he's like, oh, but should we actually do this? And Bianca's just like, yeah, let's do it. Like, when Medusa's packing her bag to go to wherever they go, which at this point I still don't think we fully know where they go.
No idea.
But when Medusa's packing her bag and Bernard jumps in the suitcase, Bianca's not like, oh no, I didn't get into the suitcase. She just kind of like runs after it. She hangs on to a bra strap that is hanging out of the suitcase, and she just kind of goes with it. She figures it out on her own. Bianca's not slowing down for anyone.
Yeah, Bianca's good. I like her a lot. I don't know. She's, again, I think Bianca and Bernard are pretty similar, at least in likability for me. Yeah, they're not similar as characters, but they're both sort of just like, they're okay protagonists. They're fine. They're okay
protagonists. We like Rufus and Penny better.
Rufus and Penny and the Dragonfly are better. Dragonfly. But, yeah. And then Medusa, rip off Cruella, whatever.
And then that weird rat man. I don't know what those animals were. I know there was a kangaroo and a tortoise.
A kangaroo? Turtle. I think there was a rabbit and a turtle.
That was a rabbit? I thought it was a kangaroo.
I think one of them has some tequila or fireball or something.
So funny.
And every time he takes a sip, he like breathes fire for a second.
And his eyes go blue.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's so funny. Every time that he gives it to someone, they're also like,
yeah.
They're spitting out fire and just like start running.
Yeah.
So funny. This alcoholic man.
Yeah.
But alcoholism in a kids' movie? Funny.
They like the alcohol in the kids' movies, man. I'm pretty sure in the last like couple of movies, because like Hiss in Robin Hood gets drunk and like
there's a right, but he's not an alcoholic by choice.
That's
this,
true.
This man is an alcoholic by choice.
Yeah, but Waldo is an alcoholic in Aristocats. I always mess it up, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's normal that you mess it up because you see the normal word is aristocrat.
Yeah, I keep thinking I need to say that, and then
in the joke of the title that Disney did, it's aristocat.
Yeah, they just made my life really difficult.
Yeah, because it's cats, because the cats are the main ones in the movie. Because like Duchess is a cat, and Marie is a cat. And Toulouse is a cat, and the other one.
I'm gonna let you keep talking about this if you want.
And O'Malley is a cat, and the alley cats are also cats. So, like, the main characters of that movie are cats. So that's why they took the word aristocrat and they switched it up to sound to be like they took the R out and they made it aristocats. Because, you know, that's the joke. They're like aristocrats, but they're cats.
Wow, very educational. Aristocats. Very educational, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Definitely needed that explanation.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But
I'm here to help.
Rescuers, I don't know. It's fine. It's okay. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's good. That's all I really wanted. But, I'm not preaching it for being a good movie, a great movie everyone should watch, a must-watch movie.
No, absolutely not.
But I was a little upset that you kept hating on it.
Well, there you go. And now, it's fine.
Yeah, there you go. That's all I really wanted, because it is a fine enough movie.
It's a 4 for me. It's a 4. It's not good, but it's, you know, it's there.
It's a 5 right? For me.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a meh.
For me, it's not good enough to be a 5, but, you know, I'll give it a 4. It seems right to me.
It's a meh.
I think a 3 would be too low. That'd be a little harsh.
That'd be a little too harsh.
My original idea was it was going to be like a 2 or 3.
Whoa.
And now it's 4, so there you go.
Improvements all around.
Rescuers. So, yeah.
So, close ranks, Riley. I think I already know your close ranks.
You do. Yeah, you should. Well, actually,
I don't think you're going to put the Aristocats on top of the Rescuers.
I don't know. I need to think about it. I don't know. I haven't. Yeah, okay. I know. I know what I'm going to do. I want to hear yours first, though.
You want to hear mine first? Okay.
Yes.
So, I will give it 2 close ranks, because one of them is going to be a personal close rank, and that is on points of rewatchability and, like, how much I would like to actually rewatch this movie or not. And then the other one's going to be a more less biased. One of them is going to be a more biased rating. And then the other one's going to be a more objective rating in what I, you know, as a film connoisseur.
All right, yeah.
I'd give it a grade on.
Sure.
My film connoisseur rating, my objective rating on truly what is a good or bad movie is The Aristocats at number 3. Rescuers are number 2 and Robin Hood at number 1, which I assume so far it's going to be Riley's rating. Now, my personal rating on which of these movies I'd like to rewatch the most and which ones I would not sit through again because I don't feel like it, The Rescuers takes number 1.
What?
And Robin Hood takes number 2.
Oh my god.
Actually, I'm changing that up. The Rescuers takes number 1, Robin Hood takes number 3. I prefer watching The Aristocats over Robin Hood.
Alright, so...
And that is my extremely biased rating of this movie, which honestly I think is what the people want more than an objective review. People want a biased review more than an objective
review. I'm going to give them both also, because I don't want to watch The Rescuers again. So my biased review is... Rescuers number 3, because it was the one that I wouldn't want to watch the most again. Like, if I had to pick Aristocats or Rescuers, I would begrudgingly pick Aristocats. I'd be like, fine, if I have to pick between those two. If I have to pick, like, gun to my head, you got to pick one or you're done. Aristocats, I guess. It's not that long. You can do it. It's not like 4 hours long or anything. It's you can do it. I promise.
See, that's how I feel about Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is number 1 by far. You guys already know, okay? Mm-hmm. Robin Hood is a great movie. Go fucking watch it. All right. It's so good. My non-biased objective, like, which movie is better? Aristocats or Rescuers?
Because we already know Robin Hood is number 1
because
on both
Robin,
lists.
Because Robin Hood is number 1 on both. Because it just is. I still want to pick Aristocats.
What?
But I don't know. It's very close. Because I think I enjoyed more things in
objectively,
the Aristocats.
Which one is better?
The Aristocats is better.
Story-wise, you're going to tell me that the Aristocats is better than the Rescuers?
Yes.
No! That is wrong.
It's better.
It's wrong.
I'm going to put Rescuers at number 3.
It's wrong. It's just plain wrong.
Well, that's for people to decide, okay?
It's just that you can't tell me that the Aristocats has more plot than the Rescuers.
I just said it's a better movie. I didn't say that it necessarily has more plot.
In what way?
I like the characters more in the Aristocats. I like the music more.
You like George more. You literally said that you didn't like the characters in the Aristocats.
I think Duchess and Thomas O'Malley are better than Bernard and Bianca.
You didn't even like Duchess.
I didn't like... Well, I didn't say I didn't like Duchess.
Yes, you did. You said I don't care for Duchess.
She's fine. She's
and
not...
you said the same about Bianca. How dare you say that the Aristocats is better than the Rescuers.
The Aristocats, again... Very close between the two. And I could flip it on next
It's just because you don't like rats. This is still a biased thing. You don't like watching rats.
I don't like watching movies that make me sad and, like, it's gloomy.
It's still
and
a better movie than The Aristocats. At least it makes you feel something. There's some sort of fucking plot.
Not fun to
There's
watch.
There's no plot in The Aristocats.
Not
You can't
fun to
just
watch
say that because then you'd say that, I don't know, Schindler's List is not a good movie. It's a sad as hell movie, but it's still a better movie than Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, but I think that...
It's still
Rescuers...
better than the Fast and Furious 1.
Look, man, I'm not changing my mind on this. Aristocats.
Yeah, but that's the judgment that you're giving it. You're saying
that
The
I'm
Rescuers, because The Rescuers is a sad movie and a gloomy movie, is a worse movie than The Aristocats.
It is.
And I'm telling you that you can't do that.
I'm saying...
Because then you'd say
well, that's
a
what
sad
I'm doing.
Movie like Schindler's List is gonna be worse than I don't fucking know.
The Rescuers is number 3, Aristocats is number 2.
You're wrong!
Robin Hood,
I will not
one.
End this episode until you take that back.
I'm not taking it back.
Take it back, you're wrong about it.
Well, we can argue about this for 30 minutes, but I'm not changing my mind.
But you're wrong!
Okay, that's all up to you, man. Whatever. I think that The Aristocats is a better movie than The Rescuers.
I accept
Period.
That. I accept that in
Period.
Your... No, I accept that in your biased review. Because you said, oh, I wouldn't want to watch a gloomy movie. But as just as a standalone movie, whether you'd want to watch it or not, The Rescuers is a better movie than The Aristocats.
No, I'd rather watch The Aristocats.
But it's not about whether you'd rather watch it or not, because that would be for your biased review.
That implies that it's a better movie. That's what I'm trying to say. No. I'm trying to say that I would watch whether, the better movie,
I'm saying you're doing it wrong. I'm saying that you're doing it wrong, because goes for the biased review.
This is my rating, dude.
But it's wrong, because you're being biased, even though you're saying that you're being objective.
No, I'm not.
By saying that you'd rather watch one movie over the other, you're putting personal bias in the way.
No.
Yes. That's how personal bias works.
Look, this is
by saying I would personally rather watch this. I can say that Robin Hood is a better movie, even though I wouldn't want to watch it. I can say it's a better movie, and then I'm not being biased. But by you saying I'd prefer watching The Aristocats over The Rescuers, you're being biased, even though you're putting it in an objective movie review.
This is my objective review. I say Aristocats is better.
Why?
Because the music is better in The Aristocats. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, the movie's...
That's the only thing that's better
in The Aristocats. I'm not done. The characters are better in The Aristocats.
No!
Than the...
There's a bigger pool of good characters. Listen, for one good character in The Aristocats, there's a lot more okay characters in The Rescuers. So, you put it on a scale, you can put a 5-pound weight on one side of the scale for George, and then you can put 6 1-pound weights on the other side of the scale. The 6 1-pound weights are gonna weigh more than the 5 pounds. So yeah, there's one good characters in The Aristocats, and a bunch, and like some fine ones, but there's a lot more like okay characters in The Rescuers that is gonna outweigh the one good and a couple fine in The Aristocats.
I think The Aristocats is better.
No, but I need you to keep explaining to me. I'm telling you how you're wrong.
I don't need to explain
anything. No, but you do.
I don't.
Because this upsets me.
Well, you can have it upset you, and I'm not changing it.
But keep explaining. I need an explanation.
Those are my explanations. I like the characters more in The Aristocats.
That's a lie. You just said...
I said I like. The characters are better. I like them more in The Aristocats. Period. Like the music. There's no lies about it.
There is a lie.
Me. This is what I think. Okay? You have your list, and that's fine. That's fine for you to think that The Rescuers are better than the Robin Hood movie or whatever.
I'm not saying that it's better than the Robin Hood movie. I never said that, because I can be objective about things. You clearly cannot. I can be objective
about things. I'm telling you why.
And I can say Robin Hood is a better movie than all of them. But I personally, just because I personally don't like it, I'm not going to say that it's a worse movie, which is what you're doing.
The characters all this goes to prove.
You know what? I'm taking your weird rating. I'm taking your wrong, plain wrong rating. I'll take it. The Aristocats is better than The Rescuers. I'll take it. But all this goes to show is that I can be objective about things and you simply cannot. And you preach and you go out and you say that I put the feelings above everything else and that I can be objective and that you're the more objective one of the two of us and you can rate the movies better than me.
I am,
No, you're not, because you just proved that you can't be, because you're putting personal likeness. No, yes,
no,
you are.
I'm saying this movie is better than the other one.
You're putting personal likeness of The Aristocats over The Rescuer. So all it proves is that you cannot be objective, while I can.
My opinion should be taken better than yours.
Because I have better opinions than you. Simply put as that.
Okay.
I got better opinions than you, and I can be objective. Like, truly objective.
You have better opinions than me.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Because opinions are just that. They're opinions. They can't be better than...
Mine are better.
No.
Mine are better.
Okay, whatever.
There you go. Admitting defeat, like always.
Oh my god. Fucking not, dude, with this. So annoying. Just let me think that The Aristocats is a better movie. That's why you have your list and I have mine. You can fight me. I think Aristocats is better. Period. I'm not changing my mind. Aristocats is a better movie.
Yeah, I told you that I'm taking it. I'm just saying that. Objectively, you're wrong.
Objectively, it's my objective opinion. Aristocats is better. Period.
Objective is not about opinion. Because an opinion is a biased thing.
objective...
Given an opinion
but it's still an opinion. It's an objective opinion.
No, objective is a numeric rating on things. Okay. It's a more, like...
I'm done talking about this, Amanda.
...by the book kind Amanda, of thing. Whereas I'm an done. Opinion is based on feelings and emotions, therefore being a biased Amanda, thing that you say.
I'm done talking about
objective
this.
Means, you know, more scientific, more by the numbers, and... As I said, you can put a 5-pound weight on one side and 6 1-pound weights on the other side.
Amanda.
The 6 1-pound weights are gonna weight more than the 1-pound weight.
You're annoying the shit out of me, please.
Because you annoyed the shit out of me when you did the wrong
thing. It's my objective rating!
It's bad.
Let it. Whatever. Fuck you, dude. It's not bad. It's just a rating system on a fucking movie.
And it's wrong.
Shut up, dude.
It's wrong.
Whatever. It's wrong. Whatever. It's okay.
Okay, there you go. At least you admitted it that it's wrong.
Oh, just shut up.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening and for realizing that, you know, Radley just admits defeat.
Just shut the fuck up.
So
dude.
Easily.
No, it's
on
because
things.
You're such a fucking asshole about everything.
Riley
dude.
Just. He says that he stands strongly about things, but then when I make an argument, he just
no. When you just talk me to death,
backtracks.
There's no
argument.
You just go me me
and
me
he's
me
just
for
like,
15
oh,
fucking
never
minutes
mind.
About something.
I guess I'll admit
no,
that I was
yourself.
Wrong all along.
Shut
and
up.
He says it's just to get me off.
It is.
His
it literally is.
But
I'm
it
not
really just isn't because
yeah,
if he truly feels strongly about his argument,
I'm not gonna fight
he
you.
He would just like. Like, you know, fight for it. If someone feels strongly about something, they fight for it.
No, I'm
but
not going to fight you.
Clearly, he doesn't
I'll fight
feel
someone
strongly
that actually
about
has
it. So he's not
going to
care about, you know, defending his argument as
not
he
against
should
you, correct.
If he actually felt, you know,
no,
strongly
I feel the way that I feel,
but
and I feel that I don't want to talk to you
know
about this anymore.
That he is a man based of emotions and not cannot do any sort
I am literally
of objective. Rating, then
no
that is all we
then.
Really need to hear here. And that has been the episode today. It has been getting a lot more hostile over the course of the episodes
yeah,
that we have filmed.
Off,
but, you know, if there's anything to learn, is that I'm right and
it's
Riley's
like, I'm right
just
and
wrong.
You're 5 years old, dude. You're 5 years
right
old.
I'm right and Riley
and you're wrong.
Is
blah, blah, blah.
Just
that's
wrong.
So fucking
just
stupid.
Plain all wrong.
Oh, just shut up.
Disagree
dude.
With him in the comments or wherever you want. Just DM him. I don't
call
know.
Call Amanda
you
a bitch in the comments
because
that's what she's being right now.
I don't know what comments they would do that on, but
I don't know why you would DM me anything.
Just DM Riley that he's wrong. Be like, dude. You're like
or just
wrong.
Come to my defense.
Amanda
because
made a better
Amanda
argument than you.
Didn't give any argument.
Amanda
and
made
sort of
a
just
better argument
talked
than
me
you.
Into the ground like she always does.
Well, you're weak, and that's
no. It's
it.
Not about being weak.
It's
about not giving a shit.
I talk you into the, you said it yourself. If I have the ability to talk into the ground, it's because you're weak.
I didn't say that.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You just said that I talk you into the ground.
I didn't say it made me weak. You
well,
said
that's
that
what
made
it
made me weak.
Fair. And
you said that it made me weak.
Yeah,
I said
does.
That I don't care.
It means it doesn't make you weak. It means
that's
that
what you
it,
just said. You just said, means, oh, it makes you weak.
It means that you are weak.
No, it doesn't.
So you let other people talk you into the ground.
No,
I would
you
never
talk to me.
Let that happen.
Yeah, because
me.
You just scream over everybody.
No, I
because
don't.
You think
it's
that louder
simply
means,
because
oh,
I am
I'm
not
correct.
Weak like you.
No, fuck you.
Anyways,
dude.
Thank you so much for listening
yeah, whatever,
to this
dude.
Episode. Whoa.
We're done.
I thank you so much for listening to this episode. This has been another episode of the Crazy Podcast. Check in back next Wednesday for another episode, which we don't really know what it's going to be, but it's going to be another episode. Goodbye.